ready to look at session number 4 on Romans chapter 6. And this is verses 20 through 23. Romans 6, verses 20 through 23. And the title is Two Kinds of Fruit. So let's read those verses as we get started. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification, or becoming more and more like Christ, and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift, what does it cost? The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now we arrive at the bottom line of this chapter. Who owns you? Who do you belong to? What does it cost? What are the results? So let's review what we've touched on in the last 3 or 4 sessions. So in verse 1 through 3, you found out about the truth. In verse 11, you reckon yourself alive to God with your heart trusting in what he did for you. In verse 12 and 13, as those who have been brought from death to life. As those who have been brought from death to life. What does this mean? Picture yourself just having been rescued from a horrible death. How do you feel? How do you feel about the one who saved you? Maybe overwhelming gratitude or desire to serve. This is how I picture my relationship to Christ. How about you? Before Christ, the fruit you received led to death. Now with Christ, the fruit you receive is life. Eternal life. What do I receive by being a slave to God? Number 1, eternal life. Number 2, eternal purpose. Hugely important to me. Number 3, eternal joy with him as a joint heir. Number 4, confidence and security in this life with him. Number 5, a direct line to the creator of the universe through his spirit living in you. And number 6, peace, resting in his care and loving kindness. Sin earns a wage. You get paid for sin. Some of you don't know that. Sin earns a wage. You get paid for it. And the payment for it is death in Romans 6:23. Christ gives a free gift, eternal life. You can't buy it. Why not? It's already paid for. It's a gift. It costs you nothing except your dedication and obedience to him. He owns you. He purchased you. You are his slave, and he loves you. So, Father, knowing that you love us in this way, the creator of the universe, all those galaxies, all those stars, all that space, this little ball of dirt called the earth, you created it all. For us individually, that we might get to know you. We thank you for that. We desire to learn about you, trust you more effectively, realize the fruit of obedience and what a great thing that is, the peace that you give, the purpose that you give, and the hope that you give. All this, Father, we desire, and we really don't have to ask for it because you give it to us if we only believe. I thank you for that, Father, and trust in your work on the cross and trust in what you have done for each one of us. And praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen.